Listeners, welcome back for the part two or bonus show, however we're approaching or thinking about this, to do a deep dive on NAD boosters. So we talked about what is NAD, which I'm not even going to pronounce because Dr. Latif Sai did a much better pronunciation and explanation than I could of what this is in our own body and how it has become a rampant beloved supplement in the world is something that I want to dive deeper into, as well as what does the science actually say and why did the FDA put out a stop sell? Going to get all into it. So bear with me as we dive a little deeper into an unusual follow-up show to episode 109, where we talked about regenerative medicine. If you didn't listen to that first, I recommend you go listen to it because it'll give you a little bit of an overview. And now we're going to get into the science. Let's start with what I mean by NAD boosters. So because NAD is already something that your body naturally makes, when we talk about a booster, we're talking about an activity or food or a supplement that you can do to increase your body's NAD levels. And we know that something like exercise increases your body's own NAD, which is amazing. So many positive benefits. It's something that I think we all feel really great when we're done working out. And it's not just because of the endorphins. There are also a lot of other positive hormonal things that are happening. And NAD is related to our mitochondria and all different kinds of things that gets a boost when we exercise. So that's great. I'm going to put it over to the side. That's a natural way you can boost it if you're interested after we talked about all the benefit that it has. Another way we can do this is through nourishing our body with food that fuels our cells. When we think about a dietary approach to increasing NAD, there are specific foods that have benefit that kind of fuel that mitochondria and can naturally boost NAD. Think about these along the lines of things like antioxidant-rich foods or foods that we've talked about as being really nourishing for our body to use as fuel and to flood those cells with things that they love. Again, something totally is within your control, accessible for most people, does not require any speciality, and no downsides unless you have food allergies. Avoid those foods, right? So where we talk about NAD boosters for the rest of the show, I'm talking about supplementation of NAD. So as we talked about on 109, this can be intravenous or this can be dietary. And it can be from a multitude of sources, something called NMN or NR or trigonally. There might be even more than that, but in the research that I did, those were the three that came up. And the claims associated with boosting NAD supplementation-wise are wide. When I talk about the Death Becomes Her serum, I'm not kidding. There is some serious fascination on the internet. If you've never heard about this before, I'd be shocked. I've heard about it a lot, but also when I did a preliminary search in the science, I wasn't super loving what I found, and so ignored it. But I got into a real snowball of black hole of research looking into more about this as I was researching for the show. And once I found some of this information, I wanted to find out more and more. So what are these things that essentially, why can NAD do it all? What are they talking about? The claims are physical performance, lower cholesterol, improving sleep, which improving sleep improves everything. Insulin sensitivity, blood pressure, helps Parkinson's, helps cognitive performance in general, and help with depression, reducing addiction, Like, you name it, it's on this list of potential benefits with NAD supplementation. But there has been an FDA restriction. Why? So despite the fact that the FDA strongly advises against marketing NMN, which is the current dietary supplement for NAD, I'm just going to call NAD boosters. Most of the studies and everything that I'm writing about are NMN, but that's difficult to say. So I'm just going to say NAD boosters because there's also NR and additional ones that some studies are saying are more beneficial anyway. Either way, the science and what I'm going to talk about applies to them all. So the FDA is advising against marketing it as a dietary supplement. Interestingly, the provision cited by the FDA, which is Section 201FF of the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, is simply the definition of dietary supplement, which NAD boosters were falling under. And as defined, is intended to supplement the diet that bears or contains dietary ingredients or metabolites and is intended for ingestion and is labeled as a dietary supplement. So if NAD supplement wants to come to market, they're falling under this category, Section 201FF, that so many supplements on the market fall under. And that specific definition, just to remind you, of a dietary supplement means that it is related to something we would ingest and has dietary ingredients. So even though a vitamin B injection falls under supplement, it's still considered allowable as a dietary supplement, even though it's being injected, because it is something that you would eat, vitamin B or metabolite, that is intended for ingestion and labeled as a dietary supplement. So all of these NAD boosters were labeling themselves as dietary supplement in order to be approved to market by the FDA. And under the conditions of use, the FDA actually stopped. So they had approved a few and then they stopped and said, we're no longer approving new ones, because when brands are coming to market and they're saying, this is a dietary supplement, they're saying that it is not a new drug. So this is a very different classification and approval process that's a lot more intense. And the FDA is going to protect the pharmaceutical companies that have submitted an investigational new drug or an IND application. And what the FDA says is that by citing this section, they are saying that they don't have a concern over the safety of NMN. They're not demanding anything related to that, but they're simply protecting the potential for these NAD boosters to be labeled as a drug instead of a dietary supplement as they were previously being submitted. So the FDA is no longer approving any, and they've said that a pharmaceutical company had submitted an IND. And all these other brands are now submitting citizens' petitions to still have theirs legally on the market. But in the meantime, the FDA hasn't actually stopped anybody from selling their products. So you can absolutely buy it anywhere. I would definitely advise, before doing so, listening to the rest of the show, potentially talking to a health professional because of some of the risks that we talked about in episode 109, but also research the brand that you're buying it from, because as we've talked before on the show, when I had Puri on and when we talked about supplementation testing practices, all of those different kinds of shows, you have absolutely no idea what's actually in these supplements, from making sure that they're third-party tested for contamination and all these different kinds of things would also be very important to me. So would I take this supplement? I'm actually considering it. And here's why. As you get older, NAD does decline. And it has specific potential health benefits that I'm interested in as it relates to improving your performance that would allow you to then exercise more efficiently. And as someone who has had COVID multiple times, my cardiovascular tolerance has decreased. And that's very frustrating. And like, no matter how much I swim multiple times a week, I'm having a really difficult time personally increasing my ability to take on more cardiovascular endurance. So for me, NAD is an interesting potential supplement because one of the things that it specifically does is allow for you to improve your performance with exercise. So essentially, exercise increases your own NAD, and then your body is then allowing more tolerance for more exercise in the natural cycle of things. For me, whether it's because I've had COVID multiple times, whether it's because I'm in my 40s, like all of these kinds of things are compounding and I'm just not seeing improvement the way that I want. So I am personally considering taking NAD as a supplement. And that's probably why I went down this like crazy black hole of information. Here's the question I wanted to answer though. Is it backed by science as being more than just hypothetical from mouse trials? Because I have done enough work in this wellness industry to know that there are things that seem like they're going to have certain desired results in mice or in vitro that in human clinical trials do not perform the same. And so I went back to the root of all of this research and I want to share how this hunt went. So I started finding mouse studies from 2020. That was the hypothetical articles that first came up. And when I'm talking about articles, there are a lot of them that I will put in the show notes. I'm talking about all PubMed peer-reviewed studies. Some of them are much more in-depth, broad-reaching than others. I'll put them all for you and reference each study as I'm talking about them. Going to the root of that research was an interesting article that kind of fueled everything for me by Harvard University professor of genetics and anti-aging researcher, David Sinclair, who's the big flag waiver of NAD boosters. And this article from 2017 was the kind of first one that was out of the gates. And then in 2020, he was talking about referencing conducting human trials on different kinds of things and saying they were going to be published, but really specifically talking about his own N=1 experience in taking this supplement in these articles. And as we both know, what works for him might not work for you, so that doesn't win me over. But he says that his leptin profile had improved dramatically with taking it. He was more energetic, increased his blood markers, and at nearly 60 years old, had changed his health markers to be closer to that of a 31-year-old. And since his original research in this towards, as far as I can tell, around 2017, has been the dedication of his work since. So a lot of the information that I pulled was all linked back to him and the work that he's been doing. But there are other people, and I found lots of studies in Asia and different kinds of places that also I'll be referencing. Sinclair specifically believes that NAD can be used specifically to mimic the effects of cellular regeneration. And so when we talk about cellular regeneration, we're talking about anti-aging, we're talking about reducing your risk of cancer because your cells can rejuvenate and they don't get sick. We're talking about all different kinds of things. And he believes that it could be linked to improvement of things from not just cancer, but diabetes, Alzheimer's, heart failure, all different kinds of common cellular processes would be improved by increasing your NAD production. So his lab has been focused on understanding these for years, and this was all detailed in Harvard Magazine in 2017. So what have the studies come out since then? The latest publications that I could find were late 2023, like November, December, and then January 2024, I think. There was one in September 2023 where he stated that he still had an unpublished study on mice, but specifically that NMN extended mice lifespan. Again, mice, not convincing me. So I did find also that he has a specific supplement coming out that's a different NAD booster. He's called it MIB626, and that he says has been proven, tolerated by humans, and increased blood NAD levels in a 32-person double-blind placebo-controlled study. And that one was actually pretty compelling for me. I will link it in the show notes for you. Again, a 32-person study is not as broad as I would want, but it is showing that taking the supplement is increasing the blood levels of NAD, which means that it is actually boosting your body's own NAD. And we already know what happens when your body's NAD is boosted. So that's great. Looking at a February 2023 human study in India, they showed that blood NAD concentrations were statistically significantly increased among all NMN treated groups at day 30 and day 60 when compared to placebo and baseline groups. Blood NAD concentrations were highest in the groups taking 600 to 900 milligrams, and there were no safety issues based on monitoring adverse events. Laboratory and clinical measures were found and reported, and NMN supplementation was well tolerated. What interested me about this study was that it showed walking distance increase during the 6-minute walking test was significantly higher in 300, 600, and 900 milligram groups. So if you're remembering, the 300 milligram group wasn't statistically significant, but they did see that even though it wasn't higher, that group was still showing significantly improved walking distance during a 6-minute walking test and compared against the placebo group. And then also the longest walking distance was obviously improved, measured the best in the 600 and 900 milligram groups. The blood biological age increased significantly in the placebo group, but stayed unchanged in the treated group at day 60, which I'm like, really? In 60 days, our biological age changes that much? Sad to think about, but also fascinating that the NAD treated group had no change in their blood biological age, but the placebo group all did. So that is showing a significant improvement in NAD markers with the supplementation. The article specifically stated that the supplementation increases blood NAD concentrations and is safe and well tolerated with oral dosing up to 900 milligrams daily. Clinical efficacy expressed by blood NAD concentrations and physical performance reaches highest at a dose of 600 milligrams daily oral intake. So for me personally, if I were going to take this supplement, I would probably look at a 600 intake, knowing that I get the highest expression of blood NAD and would see physical performance reaching a highest improvement there. So beyond this study, which again was in February 2023 from India, I found a December 2023 study from Japan that showed results from human umbilical cord cells to demonstrate that NMN also inhibits oxidative stress. Not as compelling for me and doesn't surprise me, but to be able to say that it increases your age, your span of life, and reduces oxidative stress, both of those are still underway and have not yet been proven in humans. The most that I could find was one from Japan in November 2023, which summarized ongoing a dozen human clinical trials. So this is like an overarching paper that was written that summarized the findings of a dozen human clinical trials with NMN supplementation. And it referenced some of those being vitro or in vivo studies, but that's not enough for knowing efficacy and safety in humans, but did find overall in the other human clinical trials that several were conducted on healthy volunteers, and the results showed that NMN increased aerobic capacity during exercise training, improved muscle strength and performance during the 30-second chair stand test and walking speed, which were different tests that they were doing, decreased blood pressure, pulse pressure, and blood glucose. On the whole, they say it is simply too early to state with confidence whether NAD supplementation will delay age-related functional decline and reduce the risk of disease in the general population, because longer-term studies with large populations have not been performed. So what does that tell me? Does that tell me that there's risks associated with it? No, none of those studies found any risks. And there is a potential for improvement. That makes it worth considering for me, especially in an area where I would like to improve health. Are there potential risks? Yes. And we talked about them in episode 109. I want to talk specifically about these cancer articles because I do think that is a risk that is important, especially as people who are aging are considering taking this supplement. And for me, the last thing I would want is to try to be improving my health and then worsen cancer that I might have. There was specifically one study that found that NAD, people who had higher NAD pathway, so they had higher NAD in their body, not specific to supplementation, but just those who were expressing a higher pathway of NAD did die sooner from a specific kind of brain cancer. Let me walk through three specific studies, though. The first one from 2016 says there's a lot of buzz about taking NAD precursors for their anti-aging effects, which is based on a lot of great science. This was by a MD and PhD assistant professor of neurological surgery, Dr. Kim. And he says, we didn't directly demonstrate that taking NAD precursors makes tumors grow faster. But one implication of our work is that if you want to take anti-aging NAD precursors, you might want to keep in mind that we don't yet understand all of the risks. The other two were more updated, both from 2021. The first says, clearly NAD is used in all cells, including cancer cells, to produce energy. That's just a fact in our bodies, whether we're supplementing or not. The findings of this paper suggest that NAD supplementation should be discussed with a healthcare practitioner if you have a strong family history of cancer, have cancer, or have had cancer. And you should first speak with your healthcare provider when considering NAD and possibly perform screening tests. However, and this is what it's a little complicated and why talking to a doctor is important, NAD may fend off many other age-related diseases and prevent cancer from developing. So developing strategies to purge those cells from the body prior to NAD supplementation should be considered. That one made the most sense to me. Like, okay, yeah, if it's helping cells grow, period, in our bodies. And if we don't yet have cancer, it's turning over those cells in a way that could potentially improve and prevent. But if you already have it, cancer, then it would increase those cells in a negative way. And that wouldn't just be supplementation. That would also be like your own body's production of NAD, which just rattles my brain because there's so much about how the importance of exercise and dietary nourishment and all these kinds of things are important, especially as you're undergoing some of these things. And I'm like, well, is that creating more NAD in your body, which is fueling the cancer cells? I don't think so. But none of that is like fully understood yet. And they're diving into that. The only other study that I could find specific to this was, again, in 2021. It was a review that showed NAD to be anti-tumor in a handful of studies, which conflicts the other information, right? It was a mini review reporting on recent evidence highlighting the role of NAD as a key factor in the anti-tumor T cell response. To date, a handful of studies indicate that NAD administration may boost the anti-tumor activity of canonical and engineered T cells in preclinical models and human tumors. NAD depletion brought about by immunosuppressive mechanisms, which involve NAD-consuming enzymes, may dampen T cell functions. So in conclusion, NAD balance must be taken into account in the treatment of cancer patients, and enzymes involved in NAD synthesis may represent novel targets for adjuvant therapies, contributing to the success of adoptive T cell therapies. I personally would definitely want to speak to an expert if I currently had cancer and was considering NAD, because there is conflicting information that's saying we can see that it grows cancer cells specifically in one particular type of brain cancer, and therefore it is postulated that it could grow cancer in other tumors, other types of tumors. But this particular study in 2021 is saying that actually a balance of NAD is really important in the body, because the treatments that you're undergoing are depleting it, and putting it back to baseline will actually be helpful for the healing process. So again, conflicting information all over the place there as it relates to cancer. As someone who does not actively have cancer, I actually just did my fall screening and had all kinds of tests done because cancer does run in my family. It is something that I am considering, but want to talk to a medical professional about. As always, I never want to give medical advice. I'm not a doctor, and this is a super complex issue, as you can see. It fascinates me that NAD boosters are rampantly being sold everywhere to so many people who I know aren't fully aware of the complexities of the potential harm that it could cause, yet at the same time, the potential that it has. So it's all something that we need to consider and weigh for ourselves, just like all things, the decisions that we make in life. I think the most important thing for me when I'm considering what could be defined as biohacking is this idea of how do we make a decision for ourselves that we would feel good about in the future if like something adverse came about from it, right? Like I've done so many different things in my life, and looking back, I'm like, well, I did the best that I could with the information that I had with the time, and now that I know better, I will do better. Or are you thinking to yourself, oh, I had that information, why didn't I listen to my gut instinct? And so for me, my gut instinct is telling me I would want validation from a health practitioner that I was absolutely in the clear on cancer, to discuss my family history and to say, yeah, this seems like a great option for me to increase my cardiovascular health and to increase my performance so that I feel better and want to exercise more. Like, it's super discouraging when you're swimming laps to be like out of breath. You're like, just my personal whining there. But anyway, I hope that this was helpful deep dive. And I found so many studies and articles, and I'm going to put them all in the show notes for you. And if you end up reading some of these, I would love to hear your take. If you've taken NAD boosters, or you've been considering it, or you've seen some influencer pushing it on the internet without sharing some of the things that you've heard today, I'd love to hear your feedback. I super appreciate when you take the time to leave reviews to help other people find the show. So if you geek out on this kind of stuff, you enjoyed learning, please leave a review so that I can get a little squee seeing something positive come through. Appreciate it so much. But in the meantime, be back again next week with a normal show. I hope you enjoyed this little bonus boost this week. And thanks for letting me get nerdy with you.